And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of January, 2025. It's the birthday of James Cromwell, born on this day in 1940. James Cromwell is an American actor known for his extensive work as a character actor. A few of his notable roles include Babe, Star Trek, First Contact, and Sugar, among many others. Cromwell became a vegetarian in 1974 after seeing a stockyard in Texas. He became vegan after filming Babe and getting to know the pigs' personalities. Cromwell has been arrested and jailed many times for protesting animal cruelty. He was arrested during a protest against SeaWorld's treatment of orca whales, at which he spoke about marine mammals' suffering and premature deaths. He was arrested and charged while protesting A&M's use of dogs for medical research. Cromwell superglued his hand to the counter of a Manhattan Starbucks to protest the surcharge for plant-based milks. In 2023, he helped rehome a pig destined for slaughter to an animal sanctuary. He also narrated the short film Farm to Fridge, a documentary produced by Mercy for Animals. Today is also the birthday of Alan Cumming, born on this day in 1965. Alan Cumming is a Scottish actor. A small sampling of his many roles includes Broadway's Cabaret, the Spy Kids trilogy, and The Good Wife. Cumming became fully vegan in 2012. Since ditching all animal products from his diet, he has consistently spoken up about the importance of veganism. Cumming pleaded that only plant-based food be served at the Glasgow COP26 climate summit. Citing the serving of animal-based food as irresponsible, he likened the move to serving alcohol at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. Explaining his comparison, he said, "If the goal of COP26 is to protect the planet, as well as promote compassionate, responsible behavior, animal-derived foods have no place on the menu." He has asked for vegan-only menus on film sets. He has written letters to companies like Ben & Jerry's and Dairy Queen to encourage them to add plant-based dairy alternatives. He has protested proposals for Scotland's first caviar farm. He has appeared in PETA ads, including one where he covered his lower half with a lettuce leaf. Cumming has also used his platform to promote LGBTQ rights, and in October 2023, Cumming signed the Artists for Ceasefire open letter to Joe Biden, President of the United States, calling for a ceasefire of the Israeli bombardment of Gaza. Alan Cumming, who said, "I follow this path of veganism for the love of life." American snowboarder Hannah Teeter is celebrating her birthday today as well. Born in 1987, Hannah Teeter is an Olympic champion, having won 2 gold, 3 silver, and 7 bronze medals. In 2016, after Teeter watched the documentary Earthlings, she instantly cut meat from her diet. "I have such a love for animals that I can't justify having their heads cut off for me, and the slavery of the dairy industry motivates me to go vegan." When Teeter cut meat and dairy from her diet, she instantly felt better. "I feel stronger than I've ever been, mentally, physically, and emotionally. My plant-based diet has opened up more doors to being an athlete. It's a whole other level that I'm elevating to. I stopped eating animals, and I found a new life." And here is a poem for today, "Sermons We See" by Edgar Guest. "I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. And the best of all the preachers are the men who live their creeds. For to see good put in action is what everybody needs. One good man teaches many, men believe what they behold. One deed of kindness noticed is worth 40 that are told. Who stands with men of honor learns to hold his honor dear, for right living speaks a language which to everyone is clear. Though an able speaker charms me with his eloquence, I say, I'd rather see a sermon than to hear one any day. Sermons We See by Edgar Guest. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to let your love of life be your sermon.